Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Great job. Yesterday in Vacation Bible School was all about how Jesus forgives. How whenever we make mistakes, we just go to Jesus, we repent, and God forgives. Amen? And so it was really a powerful 4 weeks that they had, and just learning Jesus rescues you from anything. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, well, who's ready for some incredible faith today? You know, and the really great thing about this series is that we're doing it here in the, what we call the big service. We're doing it in the big service, and all throughout in every class, even in the nursery, we're talking to little guys in preschool and in 6 to 11s. We're all teaching the same thing. Isn't that great? And so today, if you have kids over there, today when you go home, you're going to be able to share, and you guys are going to be able to talk about stuff because you talked about the same thing. And so it's really just going to strengthen us. And also the parents are getting just a paper on how to really bring this message out through the week. How many know your kids need a little more than just a Sunday? We need all through the week, right? And so just some conversation starters, some questions, some things you guys can talk about with your kids so that we can strengthen their faith. And so we're going to turn over, we're going to go a little deeper than the kids. That's okay, right? Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to look at verse number 1 and verse number 2, and we're going to talk about what faith is. Now we know, now if you're born again in here, the Bible says you've been saved by grace through faith. Amen. You've been saved by grace. That means we don't earn it. We don't deserve it, but we get it anyway. Isn't that good? I don't know about you, but I love things I don't deserve and I get them anyway. That's mercy. That's grace. And so the Bible says I've been saved by grace through faith. And that faith part, that's my part. That's your part. It's the believing part. But we need faith for the life we're living, right? You know, everybody is so consumed with superheroes. Superhero movies are the top grossing movies of all time. How many have seen a superhero movie? We have the Avengers, we have Wonder Woman, we have, who else? We have the Incredibles, we have Spider-Man, we have all these guys. And then, you know, these things are infiltrating TV. Now they're, you know, it's comics, it's TV, it's movies, it's everywhere. Everybody loves superheroes. And the reason that we like superheroes so much is because they have ability. They have ability that is beyond the normal. And so we're drawn to that because everybody has issues in our lives that we need more than the normal to face them, more than the normal to overcome them. And so really, and now I don't want to get down on superheroes. I love superhero movies. I've seen all of them too. I like the Avengers, all that. But really, they're a counterfeit. They're a counterfeit. The enemy is trying to get people thinking that, hey, if I only was Superman, if I only was Spider-Man, if I was only Thor, you know, or whatever, if I was only Wonder Woman, then I could make a difference. He's trying to get people to have this counterfeit mentality that ability beyond the norm is not real. It's not real. But we know. And the reason this series is so important for us and especially the kids is that we know ability beyond the norm is norm for Christians. Amen. Or at least it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to operate in the supernatural. Amen. We're supposed to be able to see beyond what people can see because the greater one lives on the inside of us. I don't need to be Wonder Woman. I've got Jesus. Amen. I don't need to be Superman. I've got the Holy One on the inside of me. I have, listen, the greater one. The greater one. And so the true superhero is Jesus. The true superpower is the Holy Ghost. And so the enemy's trying to get this counterfeit going like, oh, you know, this is what you need to be. That's not real. But you know what? We're here to say, I'm here to tell you, we're here to tell those kids over there, you are the superhero because Jesus lives on the inside of you. Amen. Yes. God is on the inside of you. We got Holy Ghost power on the inside of us. And it works through faith. And that's why this series is Incredible Faith Can Save the Day. Your faith can save the day. Amen? Amen? Jesus has already saved the day, but he wants to make sure you believe it and you know it and you know how to release that faith. You know, we don't need superheroes. They're fun to watch. They're entertaining. They are not life-changing. Jesus is life-changing. Amen? Jesus is life-changing. And so when we talk about faith here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, we're just going to say what faith is. Because, you know, there's lots of definitions for faith. People talk about what faith is. But really, faith is believing in what you can't see. It's believing in what you can't see. It means trusting God to do the things we alone cannot. Isn't that good? It's trusting God to do the things that we can't do. And you know, when we're in worry and we're fretting and we're trying to figure things out on ourselves, we're just doing it all on us. But faith says, you know what? I got a superpower that can help me. Amen? I have the greater one who is for me, not against me. I have the word of God that can come to pass in my life. That's faith. Faith is really my personal own definition. Is faith is believing God will do what he said.
That's it.
Amen?
That's it.
Believing God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen? And so over here in Hebrews chapter 11, this is known as the faith chapter. The heroes of faith are right here. These are real heroes, amen? When you read Hebrews chapter 11, it's like the hall of fame for real heroes, people who trusted God in impossible situations, people just like you and just like me. You know, one of the reasons why people love superheroes so much is because they're normal people that turn into somebody, powerful and supernatural. You know, it sounds a lot like us. God uses normal people to do impossible things all the time. Amen. Amen? And so here in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, now faith is. Let's just stop right there. Now faith is. I want you guys to say that word, now. Faith isn't something you got to wait on. Faith isn't something you've got to earn. Faith is something you've just got to say, right now, I've got it. I've got it. And if you're here and you're like, man, I don't have any faith, you do have faith. The Bible says that God has given to every man. And when it says man, it means mankind. He's given to every man the measure of faith. Every single person in this room, you have the faith you need to do what God's called you to do, to get through those impossible situations. And so let's just mark that excuse off the list. Oh, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do. You just got to learn how to use it. Amen? You got to learn how to use it. We got to get off the lazy couch and say, all right, now faith is. When is it?
Now.
It's right now. It's right now. Whatever problem you got going on, your faith is ready to be used right now. Right now. So he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I say, oh, I can't, you know, people say, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. How many of you ever said that? I'll believe when I see it. I'll believe when I see it. Listen, you don't have to have faith for stuff you can already see. I don't need faith for Angel to be here today. Why? I can already see him. It would be like me walking around saying, oh, I'm in faith for a good husband. I'm in faith for a good husband. I already have a good husband. I see him every day. Listen, faith is stuff you can't see. It's when your body, the doctor is telling you your body is broken and it's not working, and you say, by the stripes of Jesus, I believe by faith that I am healed. And people come and say, you're not healed, you're sick. You say, listen, you may not be able to see it, and I may not be able to see it, but I have faith that God is working in the unseen, and the unseen and the seen are going to collide one day, and everybody's going to be able to see it. But you got to believe it before you see it. That's faith. Amen? And so he says, for the evidence of things not seen, verse number 2 says, for by it, talking about faith, for by faith the elders obtained a good testimony. Everybody wants a good test. You're all in the test, right? Anybody in the test? Right? And you don't want to get caught in the moanies. You know? All you're doing is moaning about what's going on. You're in the moanies. Don't get caught in the moanies. Put those together. You want a testimony. You got to believe it before you see it. Amen? Now, I got this in another translation that kind of brings it out a little bit more. Let's go to the next one. This is how the Amplified. And it says, now faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for. I love this next part. Divinely guaranteed. Isn't that so good? Divinely guaranteed. Faith is saying, I believe that my name is on the title deed of things that God has promised me. That's faith. Faith says, I believe that my name is on the title of healing, on the title of prosperity, on the title of favor, on the title of a household savior, on the title, amen? My name is on the things that God has divinely guaranteed. How many know a guarantee by God? That's pretty good. A guarantee by God, that's pretty good. We were on our vacation. We're done with road trip, but this is just, we're on our vacation, and they were selling these motorcycles, and they had a million-mile guarantee. And so, you know, my nephew, that's what he does. He buys and sells cars. He's a flipper. He flips things. He flips watches. He flips expensive stuff. And so anyway, he was like, how do you guys do that? How do you do a million, that's a lot of miles, right? That's a lot of miles. You know, Katrina Miller, she was in AmeriCorps while she was here and serving the community and just a wonderful young woman. And she's going off to get her graduate degree. But I wanted to make sure her car was good before she left because she has 321,000 miles on a Pontiac. That's a Jesus thing right there, right? And it's still running great. It's still running great. I was like, now, how? I thought she had a Subaru, so I was like, oh, 320. But then she said, no, it's a Pontiac Vibe. I was like, what? What? But see, they were talking about a million miles, and they're like, oh, yeah, we guarantee this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're like, wow, why wouldn't you buy that if it has a million-mile guarantee? We're thinking, man, that's a great guarantee. That really gave us peace about it. But you know what? You have a divine guarantee. You have God himself has put his word on it. He said, I'll back it up. God will back up your faith if you'll release it. Do you hear that? Isn't that what it says? Put that verse back up there. He says, it is an assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. Some of you, whatever car you buy needs to have a good guarantee on it, right? Needs to have a good warranty. This is God himself who says, I guarantee it. There are things that God has promised in his word, and he has put his stamp on it and said, if you'll believe it, if you'll have faith, he will guarantee it. Man, isn't that good? If you'll believe it, he will guarantee it. I don't know about you, but that blesses me. All right, wait, it gets better. It's incredible. It gets better. And he says, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality, faith comprehends, listen to this, as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Let that just sink in for a second. Faith comprehends as fact. as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. What kind of faith are we talking about here? We're talking about the kind of faith that moves mountains. We're talking about the kind of faith that gives you rest in times of trouble. We're talking about the kind of faith that turns situations around. We're talking about the kind of faith that the men of old, that Noah and Abraham and Rahab and Jeremiah and all these people and Joshua, we're talking about that kind of faith. And that kind of faith is needed in the world today. It's needed in the world today. Because I was talking, you know, yesterday I was talking to a guy. I've been inviting him into church for a year. I've been inviting this guy to church for a year. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, you know, well, you know, we start talking about Jesus. He always brings it up. I just pray, ask the Lord. You know, some of you guys in here, you're shy like me. You're like, oh, I'm shy. Just ask the Lord. God will open the door for you. He will, if you'll walk through it, he'll open it for you. And so I just pray, I'm like, Lord, just have him bring it up. Have him bring it up again. Sure enough, he asked me if I ever heard of something. I was like, no, I never heard of that. I never heard of that. I said, but, you know, and we start talking about the Lord. We start talking about faith. We start talking about the things of God. And you know, this guy, he's just like, he's not interested yet. He's not interested yet, but he will be. Because every time I see him, he asks me something about the Lord. But one of the things he said, well, I've just never experienced anything. I've never felt anything. I, you know, you talk about how good God is and how wonderful God is and how you've seen so many things. And he's like, I haven't seen anything. He goes, I haven't seen anything. He goes, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe when I see it. And I said, well, you know, when you see it, you know, even when God, the Bible says when God himself spoke down from heaven, he said his voice shook the world for real. And he said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Do you know, even with that, people in that day said it was thunder. You can talk yourself out of God all day long if you want. Or you can say, you know what, I need a real life superhero in my life. I need to have the power and I need to have the faith that Noah did, that Abraham did, that Joshua did, that Rahab did, that Paul did. I need to have that kind of faith. And if you want that kind of faith, all you got to do is say, you know what? It's, put that verse back up. It's divinely guaranteed. And I recognize I can't experience it with my five senses. Faith goes above that and says, I believe the word of God is fact. It's fact. And when we do that, things begin to happen. Amen? Things begin to change. Doors begin to open. Mountains begin to move. Bodies begin to walk in healing. Finances turn around. Promotions come. Wisdom comes. You know, the influence you're looking for, it comes because of faith. Faith is what, you know, everybody wants it a different way. We just want God to, we want God to be like a genie, you know, where we just rub the lamp and out he comes and says, what would you like? You know, but the currency of heaven is faith. It is the method God has chosen for his will to come through the earth. It's faith. And we either need to get on the faith boat or just let it pass us by. I don't know about you, but I want to be on the boat. Amen? I want to be on the boat. So here we go. So it says, I love this part of this verse. It says, that comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Some people feel silly. They're like, I feel silly speaking over my body, saying that it's healed in Jesus' name when I'm hurting and I'm in pain and the doctor says something else. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be seen. I feel silly speaking over my finances and saying that the power of God is working in them and that every need I have is met and money comes to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west. It comes to me to go through me to do the gospel. I feel silly saying that when I don't have any money. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be seen. Amen? I feel silly speaking over my marriage, saying that it's healthy and it's strong and it will prosper and it will last. I feel silly speaking over that when it's a mess and it's a shambles. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be seen. Yes. Amen? Yes. I feel silly speaking over my kid that's crazy and doing crazy stuff and strung out on drugs. And I feel silly saying that they are whole and healthy and serving God and walking out the plan of their life. I feel silly. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be seen. Amen? Amen? Yes. Because I'll tell you what, I've seen too much. I've spoken over people that were, I don't think they'd mind. I've spoken over somebody who was walking the streets and sleeping on the streets at night, was in jail over and over again, strung out. I watched them carry her out of Walgreens because she OD'd in the bathroom while I was standing outside. And now I see her. I see her. But when she was down, we spoke that she was up. When she was almost dead, we spoke that she was alive. When she was going the wrong way, we spoke and we believed that she would turn and go the right way. We believed what we could not see. And it changed. It changed. That's why I despise, I hate this saying. And young people, millennials, you say this all the time. Millennials say this all the time. It's your thing. You say, it is what it is. No, it is not. No, it is not what it is. It is what God says it is. And we may not be able to see that yet, but faith comprehends and believes what it cannot see as fact. People are like, oh, the facts say. I just want to look at them and say, oh, do they? Oh, do they? Listen, facts may change, but truth remains. Amen? Truth remains. And faith moves and changes things in the unseen to where it aligns with the Word of God. But we got to release our faith. Because it says, for by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. Man, when I read that, I said to the Lord, I was like, Lord, I want this kind of faith. How about you? I don't want a wishy-washy faith. I don't want a weak faith. I don't want a faith that has to see it to believe it. That's not even faith. I don't want that. I want this kind of faith. This kind of faith. And you know what that tells me? That there are counterfeit faiths out there. There are counterfeit things out there. I want the real deal. How about you? The only way we're going to get the real deal is to go right to the source. Right to the source. Verse number 3, the next verse there, it says, by faith, that is with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God. There's one word in there. I want you to see it. Now, let's all say it together. Enduring. Say enduring. Enduring. You know, I can't tell you how many people are like, how many people say, I tried faith, it didn't work. How many of you have ever heard somebody say that? You know what? Don't raise your hand, but how many of us have said it? You know, right? We don't want to admit that. But here's the word. It says, by faith, and here's what that is. With an inherent trust. That means it's on the inside. Inherent's on the inside. An inherent trust and enduring confidence. Enduring. Enduring. Listen, it took you a long time to mess your life up this bad. You got to give God a little time. Yeah. Amen? I mean, people come to church one Sunday and they're like, my life isn't totally different. It's like, please, come on. It's enduring. It's enduring. We got to keep believing even though we can't see anything. You keep believing. It's enduring. We got to keep speaking over those kids. We got to keep speaking over those marriages. We got to keep enduring, trusting. Either God's a liar or it's going to work. Amen. I know it's going to work. I've seen it work too many times. He says, an inherent trust, an enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God. Those are three powerful words right there. Power, wisdom, and goodness. Power, wisdom, and goodness. That's why it's got to be enduring. Listen, if some of the things I'm believing for would have happened when I first started, I probably would have just died because I wasn't ready for it. It wasn't the time for it. That's why your faith needs to be enduring. You got to trust in God's wisdom. You got to trust God knows what he's doing. You got to trust. Sometimes things don't work out the way you think they're supposed to. You got to trust in God's wisdom. You got to have enduring confidence that, you know what, God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I know it's going to come to pass. You got to trust in God's power. When it looks impossible, you got to know that God is the only superhero there is. Amen. He's the only superhero there is. He's the only one who can do it. You got to trust and have confidence in the power of God. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, I have confidence. But then on the side, we're crying about it. We're whining about it. We're moaning about it. We're trying to fix it on our own. We're going over and pulling at Abraham and going over and visiting Hagar. We're doing all this stuff. We're trying to do it on our own. And God's like, man, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Yes. Listen, in marriage, there is times in marriage, and I'll just be honest with you, there's times when you're married only because Jesus said stay married. That's the truth. That's the truth. But you endure and you say, Lord, I know this is going to turn. I know this is going to work out. I know that our hearts will turn towards one another again. I know that it will because I have an enduring confidence in your power, your goodness, and your wisdom.
Yes.
And I tell you, those things turn. They turn. They turn. We have enduring confidence, the power, wisdom, and goodness of God. We understand. Now listen, this is that kind of faith. How many want that kind of faith? That kind of faith. A lot of you guys, we're faith people. We're a faith church. But you know what? The world does everything to weaken your faith. It does everything to tell you it's not going to work out. And then you got believers who are checking out all the time. We got to endure. We got to say, I'm not going to come off this course. I am going to stay the course of faith because I believe I have a confidence in the power, the wisdom, and the goodness of God. That's faith. But here's how it works. We understand that the world, the universe, the ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose. Look at this next line. By the word of God. So that which is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Sometimes you got to just let it sink. You got to let it sink in. He's saying that kind of faith believes the word of God will change anything, will create anything, will do anything that we need. He says, the world, the universe, the ages. So anybody's like, oh, this faith stuff is out of style. You know, it doesn't fit our culture. It doesn't fit where we are as people. And you don't know the word. The word is for the ages. The word is for the ages. It will never not be what we need. Never. It says that everything was created and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Listen, the life that I live right now, it wasn't made out of things people could see. It was made out of stuff nobody could see. It was made out of things I could not even see. It was made out of the power of prayer to and obedience to the word. I am here. I say this testimony all the time. I am a living example of the power of prayer and faith to change a life. I am that. And so people in your family, people you think are so far gone, your prayer and your confession over them can, you say, God can't change people. No, that's true. But I'll tell you what, God can make it super hard to stay the same. Amen. God can make it so on every turn, there's somebody talking about Jesus. Everywhere you go, the power of God is there. Why? Because somebody is in faith for you. Somebody's in faith for you. Prayer works. Faith works. Amen? All right, let's keep going. Turn over to Romans chapter 4. Hope you're getting something out of this. Romans chapter 4. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pull this up so I can see it. Here we go. Romans chapter 4. You guys got it? Verse number 19. Oh, do you have one right before it? Go one up. There we go. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure. Throw me on. Thank you for making it bigger. Sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. Who is the father of us all? Verse number 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, look at this next line, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Now see, if you do that some places, that's crazy. That's crazy to call something healed when it's sick. That's crazy to call a marriage happy when it's not. That's crazy to call your kids stable when they're not. That's crazy to call your finances abundant when they're not. It's not crazy, it's faith. But see, if all you do is say it, then yeah, you are crazy. You are crazy. But if you say it because you believe and you have a confidence in the power, the wisdom, and the goodness of God, and you believe it and you say it because God promised it to you, and that is where you get the assurance to say it, you're not crazy. You're in faith. Hallelujah. Amen? But if you're just walking around going, oh, glory to God, it's all going to work out. Glory to God, it's all going to work out. Glory to God, it's all going to work out. Glory to God, it's all going to work out. And then something happens, you're like, oh! That's not faith. There's no assurance there. There's no confidence there. There's no, listen to me, word there. There's no word. You need the word. You need the word to stand on. And so he says up here, he said that he called those things which do not exist as though they did. This is talking about Abraham. When God said, you're going to have a whole bunch of kids, and Abraham is 100 years old. His wife is in her 90s. How many know that'd be kind of like, what? What? I mean, things just don't work the way that they did at that age. And people are like, oh, but that was a long time ago. Listen, 100 years old a long time ago is still 100 years old. Right? It's still 100 years old. People are like, oh, that was a long time ago. It's still 100 years old. And so he says, verse number 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Oh, this is key right here. Faith doesn't go by how it feels. Abraham didn't go by how he felt. He didn't go by what everybody else was saying. It said, contrary to hope, in hope believed. Everything was contrary to it. And you know what? Right now, your finances, everything might be contrary to them turning. The things you got going in your life, everything might be contrary to it. And you say, man, you got to stir yourself up. We got to have the God kind of faith. And remember in Hebrews it says, by this kind of faith. This is the kind of faith we need. That says, man, I don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't know how it's going to work out. But I believe that I have a divine guarantee. And that because of God's power, his goodness, and his wisdom, I can stand and call those things that be not as though they were. I can speak over my marriage. I can speak over my finances. I can speak over my country. I can speak over these things. And I can say things from an assurance from the Word of God and see change. And see change. But if you're waiting for the change before you give God the glory, you're not going to get it. If all you're doing is saying glory to God, you know, I hear people say they're like, oh, it's not going to work out. Well, why is it all going to work out? Why is it all going to work out? Why? You better know why. Man, I know things are going to work out in my life because I got the Word on it. I know what the Word says about healing. I know what the Word says about blessing and prosperity. I know what the Word says about open doors. I know what the Word says about being lifted. I know what the Word says. And I got a divine guarantee. God says, I'll back up my Word. I'll back up my Word. Amen? You know, there are people in my life, if they say something to me, I never think about it again. I know that it will happen. I have such confidence in them. And if people say, did that get done? Yeah, it's done. Because I have such confidence in them. And there are few people like that. But how much more so with God? How much more so with God? We all know how that is. You need something done, you got to double check it. You got to check and make sure. But then you got other people who are like, no, I know it's done. Why? You have a confidence in them. How much more of a confidence should we have with God himself? I don't have to keep checking up. I got to believe it, speak it, and trust God. That's how it works. That's how faith works. Let's keep going. The Bible says, and in being in faith, he did not consider his own body. This is Romans. And he says he did not consider his own body, verse number 19, already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Verse number 21, hold on. You guys ready for this one? And being fully convinced, that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. We want to have that kind of faith. That kind of faith, we need to be fully convinced. Fully convinced. If you're here today and you're like, well, I'm not really fully convinced yet. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing. I don't know about you, but the more I hear the word, the more it gets in me and it moves out, you know, there's only so much room in you, right? There's only so much room in you. And so when you get the word in, it pushes other things out. That's why it's so good to get the word. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing. That's an ongoing thing. I'm never going to hear the word enough. I'm always going to need to hear it more. But as I hear it, it pushes other stuff out. And it just builds in me and builds in me. And so, you know what happens? I get fully convinced. And here, let me just take a side journey here. This is happening in our world right now. We are saturated with information. We are saturated with things that are not true. So much so that people believe them to be true. They believe them to be true. Why? Because they've heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it. Listen, they have faith in it. The same thing works with the Word of God. You hear it, and you hear it, and you hear it, and it changes you. And it builds your confidence in God the Father. It builds your confidence. And when your confidence in Him builds, your faith is stronger. Amen? Your faith is stronger. You know, I know when I received a terrible doctor report years ago, terrible doctor report, and I got this news, and I went in, and, you know, the doctor tells you, they're like, listen, there's really nothing we can do, you know, this and this and this is going to happen, and, you know, you're just like, at first, you're just like, what? What? And you think, man, I mean, that fear comes, fear comes, but fear can't stay. And so when you first get that news and you're just like, whoa, that's bad news. But you know what I did? Every day, every single solitary day, I had a CD of healing scriptures. And every day I would listen to it. Every single day. And I just got it in me. And the more the Word of God got in me, the more the report of the world, the doctor, got out of me. Got out of me. And then I would sit and I would handwrite, because there's power, there's a connection in you writing something down. It connects to you in a deeper way than typing it. That is a proven fact. And I would handwrite out scriptures that I knew by heart, but I would write them out. I had a journal that I just wrote out the scriptures, and I would write them, and I would put my name in them, and then I would speak them, and I would lay my hands on my body, and I would say, I don't care what that report says. I believe what the report of the Lord says. I believe that. And as I did that, at first there was no change, no change at all. No change at all. But I had an enduring confidence. I said, I will not quit. I won't quit. And as I did it, my body began to change. My body began to do what the doctor said it would never do. Until one day I went to the doctor and they said, you know, we have no trace of this in your system anymore. What happened? What happened? Faith works. Faith works. And that same method I've applied to finances. That same method I've applied to people that are crazy and doing crazy stuff. That same method I've applied to my marriage when it's gone through difficult times. That same method I have applied to situation after situation after situation after situation. What is it? It's that kind of faith. And you know what? God is speaking to me and He's speaking to you. We need that kind of faith. We need to have a generation that isn't walking around saying it is what it is. We need a generation that's walking around saying it is what God's word says it is. Amen. That's what it is. That's what it is. But how's that going to happen? It's going to happen when we develop and release our faith. The first place you start is with the Word. You got to have the Word. Amen? You can't have faith without the Word. And then let's go one more place. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 7, it says, it was by faith. Now remember, we're talking about the Hall of Fame of Faith here. It says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who, I want you to look at this, warned him about things that had never happened before. You know, this whole series was designed for kids, but when I read this, and all the kids, they're only talking about Noah today, but when I read that, I was like, oh, dear Jesus, we are living in a time where we are seeing things we have never seen before. They have never been seen before. And it's only going to get worse, naturally. And I read this and I thought, of all times to have the faith of Noah is now. Because who warned him about things that had never happened before? Man, look at the world that we're living in. Look at the political scene that we've got going. Look at the crime and all this kind of crazy stuff. Look at the things that are happening. And you even hear it on the news. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, it doesn't matter who you watch. They all say it. This is a word they use. Unprecedented. How many have heard that word recently? It's unprecedented. You know what that means? There is no precedent. It's never happened before. It's never happened before. And God warned Noah about things that had never happened before. And I'll tell you what, when we draw close to the Lord, when we hear his word, and his word is operating in us, and we have an enduring confidence in his power, his goodness, and his wisdom, God will warn you of things to come. He will warn you to stir your faith. He will warn you to get ready. He will warn you of what needs to happen so that you do not fall victim to the ways of the world. Just like Noah. Just like Noah. Now, God's not going to destroy the earth. God's not going to do that. And crazy people who say that, God is not here to destroy the earth. He's here to save the earth. Amen. He's here to save people. This time is gone. But he said he warned him about things that had never happened before. And by his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world. Now, let me just stop there. Noah himself didn't condemn the world. The door of the ark was open. Anybody could have come on. Anybody could have come and joined and been saved by God, just like today. The arms of Jesus are open, just like the door of the ark was open. God doesn't turn anyone away. He doesn't turn anyone away because of any reason. There is no reason that God will turn anyone away. God loves all people. God is for all people. His arms are open to everyone. There is no but. There is no but so-and-so. No, open. Oh, but this group, no, open. God loves those who hate him the most. Jesus died for every human being. And so when it says here, by his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world because he shut the door on the boat. The rest of the world didn't make it. They didn't make it. And that's why it's so important that we tell all people, man, Jesus' arms are open for you. Jesus' arms are open for you. Doesn't matter. Say, oh, but I'm this. Doesn't matter. Oh, but I have tattoos. Doesn't matter. Oh, but I'm gay. Doesn't matter. God loves gay people. He loves them just as much as he loves you. The same blood was shed for all of us. So, you know, people think, oh, I talked to somebody that said, oh, I'm divorced. I was like, so is half the population, you know? God still loves you. God still loves you. God still has a plan for your life. You can still get on the boat. He can still get on the boat. He says, by his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. You know, and the kids are learning about Noah over there today, and for the sake of time, I'll give you a brief Noah. You know, God told Noah to build the ark, and isn't it cool? How many people have been to the ark in Tennessee, right? Isn't that where it is? Kentucky. I was close. They're very similar. Who's been there? They're in that same region, right? But, you know, there was a guy who followed the plans of the Bible and actually built an ark. And you can go there and you can see it. I totally want to go. Josh, Jessica, Ben, they said it was amazing. A couple other people I know went and said it was amazing. But, you know, that's a real thing. People are like, oh, that's just a story. No, that's just an event. That's an event. And let me tell you something. When I was younger, I was real involved with the Creation Research Institute. Creation Research Institute, which I encourage you to look up. Do you know that every culture within their history has the story of a flood? Every culture, every known people group, if you trace back their stories, you trace back their history, somewhere in their history, they have a story of an ark and a flood. And you want to tell me that didn't happen? There was no internet back then. No Facebook where everybody, it could go viral. No, it happened. People know about it because we all came from it. We all came from it. And so when you think about the faith of Noah, one of the things about Noah's faith that is so incredible is it is enduring. It took him so many years to build the ark. And in all that time, no one came and said, good job, Noah. None of his neighbors came and said, that's awesome. Nope, no one. Thought he was a loon. Thought he was crazy. Because here's the thing. God warned him about something that had never happened before. When you study history, it had never rained. The way the world was with the canopy, and it's just, it wasn't, there was no need for it. And this is all science. You know, the more science knows, the more it agrees with the word. And so it had never rained. And so imagine Noah telling everybody, hey, it's going to rain. It's going to what? It's going to rain. It's going to flood. It's going to what? They didn't get it, just like maybe your friends don't get it. Like maybe the world doesn't get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. God has warned us of things that are to come that have never happened. You know, there's such an urgency on people about certain things in the spirit. And people are like, man, what's your problem? You need to lighten up. You need to do this. No, you don't know. God has warned me of things to come that have never happened. That's faith. We want to have the kind of faith that Noah had, that Abraham had. You can't go by what you see. You can't go by what makes you comfortable. You've got to trust God's word and have an enduring confidence. Amen? Don't give up on those things. Don't give up. Some of you got sickness in your body and you've stopped speaking to your body. You've stopped speaking the word over it. You've given up. I encourage you, get that notebook back out. Start writing the word. Some of you have given up on those financial dreams and those financial promises. Get that word back out. Get it back out. Yeah. Amen? Some of you have given up on those crazy family members. Man, it's not too late. It's not too late. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on faith. Amen? Don't give up on faith. It has to be enduring. Amen? Enduring. Enduring. You got to go the distance. You got to go the distance and trust God's goodness, his wisdom, and his power. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray for all of us in here, Lord, that the gift of faith that's on the inside of us, your word says that you have given to us the measure of faith. You've given faith to us. And so, Father, I just ask that it just be stirred. It just be stirred and shaken. That, Lord, those entrepreneurs in here, that you've been speaking over business ideas and speaking creativity and witty inventions and things like that, that you would encourage them to endure and not to stop. Endure, don't stop. That, Lord, that our faith would be stirred in here today. That we would get back to that kind of faith. The kind of faith that calls those things that be not as though they were. The kind of faith that trusts God. The kind of faith that takes God's word and says, this is mine. This is mine. Lord, that kind of faith. Stir each one of us. Remind us to have that kind of faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just stop for a sec. I just believe God's stirring some things on the inside. Reminding you of some things that you were standing in faith. that maybe you've dropped the ball on. I know I've got a whole list. Sometimes we need a kick in the faith butt. Like, come on now. Get going again. Be enduring. Speak the word over that situation. Speak the word over that situation. Hold that situation to the word of God and trust that it will change. We need a kick. We need a faith kick. Lord, I thank you that you give it to us right now. Holy Ghost, Lord, show us the areas where it's not happening because of disobedience. God's opening doors. He's doing things, but out of fear, we're not walking through. Lord, show us. Show us, Lord. For those who have too small of a vision, of an idea, Lord, expand it. Expand it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, just on the inside, we're a Holy Ghost church. We want to flow with the Spirit. I have a word. I have a word for Gaston. The Lord said to say to you, it's bigger than what you have written down. You have it written down, and you have a plan, and the Lord said to enlarge your tent. It's even bigger. And you've hesitated to even write it down because where you are right now, you're like, oh man, that's big. But the Lord said to say, the door of influence is greater than you think. You will be before people. You will be before leaders. You will be before decision makers. And you will be one. The Lord said, be ready spiritually for those meetings, for your confidence. For your confidence. Be bold to speak what's on the inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Yes, Lord. Whenever you're thinking that something that God's put on the inside of you, and make sure that it's a God thing, not a you thing, but a God thing. The way you know something is a God thing is it doesn't come from your head, it comes from just deep within you. And God things don't go away. God always just gently reminds. And for some of us in here today, the Lord's been speaking to us and he's been showing us things and we're just like, oh, but Lord, that just seems so, it just, I mean, how's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? It's not your job to figure out how it's going to happen. It's your job to trust the plan that God has. It's your job, it's my job to take every step the Lord says take. It's our job to believe it. To believe it. To believe it. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that we believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you. I believe it. I believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Oh, stir on the inside of us. I just can sense that the Holy Ghost is moving on the inside of some people. He's moving on the inside of you. You're like, what is that? That's the Holy Ghost. He's stirring you up. He's reminding you of truth. He's speaking to you. He's giving you a faith kick. A faith kick. Saying, yep, that was real. That was real. Endure. Endure. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isn't God so good? He's so good. All right, last thing we're going to do before we go, we have a memory verse. Oh, yes, we do. We got a memory verse. All you parents in here, this is your memory verse for the week. Go ahead, go to this one. Last screen. Lord, who rules over all, blessed is the person who trusts in you. How many want to be blessed? Let's trust in him. It's not your job to figure out how it's going to work. You just need to trust God. It is going to work. Amen? It is going to work. Lord, who rules over all, blessed is the person who trusts in you. Who trusts in you. Man, one thing I've learned over the years is that some things that don't seem like a big deal, don't seem important, but they stir on the inside of you. Like, do that, take that class, do this, take this step, read this book. You know, just those stirring things that later on, they are the building block of big things. You got to trust God. You got to trust Him. His ways are smarter than ours. His ways are better than ours. And so when He's zigging you right, don't try to figure out why. Just go. Amen? Just go right. Because what you need's right. What you want might be left, but what you need is right. Yeah. We just got to follow God. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this series. Incredible faith can save the day. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to exercise our faith. We're going to receive our supernatural tithes and offering. Who's ready for that?